Hi, this is Local Broke Girl, and if you're listening to this audio that isn't from my Reddit or Soundgasm account under the name Local Broke Girl, then you're probably listening to this audio from a site that has like re-uploaded it without my permission, and I would really appreciate it if you could go back to your original source and support me from there. Thank you, and enjoy your audio. Baby, no, you didn't really wake me up. I mean, I was like kind of not awake. I don't know. Yeah, good night. You're pretty far away. Yeah. Your back's facing me. Yeah. Did I do something wrong? No? Do you want to cuddle? I don't know, I don't really want to leave until morning, cause like, I don't know, you don't have to tell me anything, but maybe just like, I don't know, a physical touch would be helpful, somewhat, maybe? I'm gonna come a little closer, okay? Okay. I could spoon you if you want. I can be the big spoon, I don't mind. Yeah. Yeah, why would I mind? You know, I love clicking. Okay, there. That's where you're a little bit. There we go. And I'm just gonna put this arm around your waist. And this one that's underneath you, up to your shoulder. Well, or like, whichever part of your arm I can grab. Maybe I just like grab my arm. There. You're safe with me. I'm guessing you don't want to talk about it. Yeah, I figure. It's okay. No, it's fine. Like, I get it. It's like, you know how you have like a bunch of close friends, and it's not as if you tell everyone, you don't tell like all your close friends like your problems. It's like some friends are better at listening, so if you just want someone to listen, you just go to them. If you want like advice from a certain person because they have more knowledge in an area, you will go to them. You know, like, you don't need to like confide like everything. Oh my god. Yeah, you don't have to tell me everything if you're not comfortable with it. But if like there was some way I could ease the pain in any way. I realized that was a really bad sentence, but who cares? But yeah, you know, if there's any way I could ease the pain, like, I'd like to help you. I love you a lot. You know that, right? I really do. So it really hurts me when and try to kind of like cover up your emotions a little bit. Yeah, I know I do the same. But I've been trying to be more open and honest, you know? I'm trying to be more sincere as well. Yeah, let's be honest together. Tight squeeze. I love you. Okay, I'm sorry. You're shaking a little bit. That means you're laughing, right? That's good. I'll stay here, hugging you. I'll just never let you go, even though you have to go do your thing tomorrow. But no, you're stuck here. You're stuck here forever. Yeah, it doesn't sound so bad, does it? Feeling like a little bit better? Yeah, that's good. If you know someone who would be willing to listen about your problem, the problem that you're facing now, and give you the appropriate response, I hope you contact them soon. I know I'm not very good at like comforting in general. I'm more of a listener. And like if you need advice or anything, I don't think my brain cells, like my two brain cells, would be able to do very well. But hopefully holding you close will make you feel a little bit better. Yeah? I'm glad you feel a little bit better because of me. Okay. Go see? Yeah. Feeling a little bit sleepy too? That's good. Okay. I think it's time.